My name is Paul Foster. This is WNCW. It's time now for our Friday feature interview of the week. Our topic today, Patricia Payne's story named a Blue Ridge love story, her days with Merle. Yes, that Merle of the beloved Merle Fest, Doc's son. Patricia is my special guest, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
When did you first decide to share your memories and put what remained in your heart to this documented writing?
I kept notes, memories in an old trunk under my bed for 4 decades, and I decided I had a beautiful story quilt to put together. And over the past 2 years, I've shared a special love story.
And when you talk about going back so many decades, I believe this was in the year of 1975. Is that correct?
Yes. Merle and I were in high school together for 1.5 years before he went on the road with Doc. And we reconnected at a bluegrass festival in Angiers, North Carolina in the summer of 75. So it pretty much begins in the summer, July of 75.
It has been said often over the years that fame did not change Mr. Doc Watson, a well-respected man. Beyond Merle, you had a bond with the entire family, did you not?
I did. I spent many special afternoons at Doc and Rosalie's home after Merle's passing. The last 7 years, I spent a lot of time with them. I shared special stories, special memories. I have also bonded with Richard Watson, Merle's son, and now Tatum, as Richard called him, Tatum, who is now 6. I have a special bond with him.
You say in your story that Doc told you at one time that everyone should give their testimony and wanting his legacy to live on. Is this a big reason that you've shared your story?
Yes, Paul, I had 2 major goals in writing and publishing my love story. I promised Doc many times the last few years that I would pass his testimony of faith. He said, "Patty, our music is around the world, but since I lost my son, most importantly, I would like for my testimony of faith to touch lives." And I hope through my story I achieve that. And my other goal was to share the very genuine and unique Merle Watson that I knew 4 decades ago.
Tell us a little bit more about what he was like.
First of all, he treated me just the way Doc treated Rosalie. Doc was a wonderful role model for Merle. Merle was a kind mountain gentleman, loved his family, treasured his parents. He was generous, kind. He gave gifts that had special meaning.
One of the fun and special memories in your story actually had to do with gravy.
Honey, young, and gravy.
There we go. That was Doc's recipe. Did you ever actually have that at their supper table years ago?
Actually, the first time I had it, Merle prepared it for me in my home in Greensboro, and I said, "Merle, I've never heard of a gravy having a name like this. I've heard of white gravy, brown gravy, sawmill gravy. Why did you call it this?" He said, "Because when Doc was ready for the guys to tune up, he'd say, 'Come on, honey young'uns, let's tune up and play some good music.'"
So very appropriate. And is that available at a restaurant up in the Wilkesboro area?
It's available. My stories are for sale at Cagney's Kitchen in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The proceeds from the story are being picked up by Honor Guard veterans bypassing me and going straight to Wounded Warriors and all branches of the military.
That is absolutely wonderful.
And if you go in and say, "I would like for you to prepare fresh for me, Merle Watson, honey, young, gravy," they will do so.
Your documentary of My Days with Merle by our guest Patricia Payne is a Blue Ridge love story. So much is shared, you can tell that you are opening up and letting your heart pour out going back decades ago.
I had a very special bond to the end with Doc and Rosalie, and they treated me like a member of the family. Very kind. And you can see from the quilt material that Merle picked out and asked Rosalie to make it for my Christmas gift, He even came home one afternoon from a tour and found her quilting, and he pulled up a chair for about an hour and a half, and he quilted alongside her. And as you remember in the story, Doc spread it over his lap and was tracing, hoping to find the stitches Merle had made.
What direction did your life go in after that period of dating Merle many years ago and spending time in his family?
I was teaching in a federal reading lab in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I taught children with learning differences, and I continued my career. I left Greensboro after retiring, and I bought a condominium at Echota, looking at grandfather that I still own, but I was so blessed to be close to that family, and I'm still very close to Richard's daughter, Candace, to his grandson, Tater, and to his ex-wife, Annette.
Back years ago when, of course, the tragic death took place of Merle, were you at the services? Did you see the family soon afterwards?
I did. I was not able to attend Merle's funeral, but I did attend Doc's funeral at Laurel Springs Baptist Church and Richard's funeral in July in Laurel Springs.
Such a special family. When you just sat there in the den with Doc, what were some of the other things that you might discuss?
Of course, we shared lots of stories about their travels, about Doc receiving an award in Washington, D.C., their travels abroad, listened to lots of good family musicians, and of course, Doc and I shared good chocolate, my ticket to get in the door.
Getting back to another thing in your story about dating Merle, you guys would have a chance when he wasn't on the road or busy that you actually had some chances to get together and just hang out again in his apartment. I know you'd mentioned spending some time in his apartment. And would he share with you what some of those road experiences were like, or did he like just to get back home and forget about traveling?
He said to me many times, "Patty, the best time in my life is when I turn the Winnebago toward the Blue Ridge and I know I'm going to see my two children." He adored his children. We did have gatherings, pickings and grinnings at his beautiful lakeside apartment in Greensboro. I have letters written by my friend Lee Royal, who remembers our coming together to her home for parties, and a letter from a dear friend of mine, Charles Wesley Bolick, who's known as Wee Man, remembering driving me to reconnect with Merle in Angiers.
To remind everybody, we've been speaking with Patricia Payne in studio about a Blue Ridge love story, and I know you have some other things you want to share.
Yes, as I mentioned, Cagney's Kitchen is selling the love story. The VFW will be picking up all the proceeds and taking to All American Veterans and the Wounded Warriors. It is selling at the Daniel Boone Inn, the Blowing Rock, in Wilkesboro, at Bella Rose Cottage Antiques, Antiques. The love stories displayed at all the Appalachian Regional Libraries. Oakwood's Grocery on Brushy Mountain Road is selling the story.
A Blue Ridge love story, the documentary of her days with Merle, Patricia Payne. Patricia, Merle Fest has touched so many lives. Doc Watson and the family's music has been such a big part of WNCW going back to our beginning days. We thought when we heard about this, we just had to find a way to get you to be a guest, and we thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much, Paul.
This has been the Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW. Remember, you can find out more information by going on our website, wncw.org. Just go look under podcast for Friday Feature Interviews at the website. Again, that's wncw.org.